Are we ready to rumble? Because this is the news, according to me. Well, so I'm not sure. I'm still trying to figure out all the ins and outs of the Rumble platform, the going live thing on the Rumble. So what I'm doing right now, it seems to be working okay. I have found that, without a doubt, Safari works much better than Firefox with this platform. And I would imagine that Google Chrome probably even works better. I think I've talked about it before, but what I haven't talked about is what's in my cup. As you can see, there's a big golden arch there on my cup, and on the other side it says McCafe. There you go. Now, for those of you just listening, so you're missing out on all the visuals here, because we've got quite the visual experience happening here in the studio. I'm not actually in a studio. I'm in a hotel in Saginaw, Michigan. Saginaw. It's right over here. It's right there. You can see I'm holding up my hand and I'm pointing where Saginaw is on my hand, because it's, you know, because it's the mitten thing with Michigan, the Michigan mittens. You have to understand that's a Michigan thing. You hold up your hand and you say where you're at in Michigan, because you look at you'll figure it out. Look at the state of Michigan on a map and you'll figure it out. It looks like a mitten. So you hold your hand up and you can point to where it's at. I have to explain myself to everybody. What's in my cup this morning is a sweet tea, which is left over from yesterday. I actually had some sweet tea from yesterday. That's what I had left over there. And I don't know if I've got... I hear my phone dinging like I'm getting messages, but I have no idea where my phone is. It's over there. Let me go get it. I'll be right back. Let me get that. Here I am. I'm back. And yes, I'm getting messages that don't matter at all. It's, I think, yeah, it's just stuff, people just texting. So I have sweet tea in my cup, and I got this yesterday, the last evening, and it's working out fine. I still have some there, so I'm just going to go with that. I don't have anything hot to drink here this morning. I could drink another cup of chai, but again, no creamer, and I ended up going to Denny's for breakfast this morning. But I'm probably going to go to someplace else to go for lunch. I got a lunchtime thing about 1 o'clock, 1:30, because I have to go back to Dayton tonight. So I have to be able to get ready to go pack up and go there around 3 o'clock. I got to get out of here. So Eastern Standard Time. And currently it's 10:18 Eastern Standard Time, 10:18 and a half. Eastern Standard Time on a Wednesday, and as you noticed from the, I was listening to this guy got a YouTube channel. His name's I won't say what his name is, but it's Black Conservative Patriot is the name of the channel. It's open source news. His children now are also getting involved in they have their own little channel, and they do some really interesting commentary, like news reporting type stuff. Pretty interesting stuff. He does a great job. This morning he was talking about this issue with Dan Crenshaw. Now Dan Crenshaw. If you can go to Black Conservative Patriot YouTube channel, and you can find his show from this morning. And I'll just let him play the videos and do all those kinds of things, since I don't know how to do it right now on this platform. But the thing that he's done is he showed this podcast where Dan was making some remarks about Superman and Jesus, and then, you know, real people like Rosa Parks and Ronald Reagan. And I don't know what you think of Dan Crenshaw, I'm not even exactly sure what to think of Dan Crenshaw myself. What I do know is that I get this phony vibe from this guy. I think he's trying to go to Washington. You know, anybody that goes to Washington, I'm sorry, I don't care if your name's Jim Jordan or Mike Lee, whoever you are. To some degree, I have to have a bit of skepticism. I'm sorry, but that is That is the case. I do have a bit of skepticism. I'm wondering if this microphone's awesome. And I get a higher degree from Dan Crenshaw than anybody else. One of the issues that came up recently was this whole thing with Nancy Pelosi and how much money she makes on her investments, because she does a lot of insider training. She had trading. She does a lot of legislative maneuvers that affect stock prices, and she just happens to benefit from that. When she knows behind closed doors that a certain piece of legislation is coming through that will change the price of a stock or a particular industry, and she comes out and makes investments based on that knowledge, that's insider trading, folks. People get arrested for those kinds of things. Martha Stewart went to jail just for lying about something like that. Not even doing it, just lying about it, supposedly. Because, the FBI is so squeaky clean. Yeah. I digress. This is what I look like when I digress. When those of you who are on Rumble this morning, listening to me live, all 12 of you, I don't know, however many there are. I don't even know how many there are. I should probably find out. I wonder where that page is. Let's see. Go with me on this little adventure as we find out what's going on here. View live stream. This probably won't even work. No, it's not. It's not working. I can't actually view it in real time. It's just showing that I have a live stream. I have to play it in order to see what's going on. That would be just crazy to try to do that, because then you're going to hear me playing it. Yeah, that would just be nuts. So that's not going to work. It just says the live stream is up and running. That's all you need to know. It doesn't tell me how many people are watching it. I don't think it does. Does it? Maybe it does. No, it doesn't. It doesn't say anything about how many people are watching. It doesn't say. I don't have any kind of feedback from anybody. I can't see any comments. So if you would, if you could comment, that would be great. I won't see the comments until after the show. I might not even see them after the show. I don't know. I'm not sure how this whole thing works. But that's all I got to say about that. So Dan Crenshaw was saying, he made this statement, and he said that he was, I'm not sure what the context of the whole conversation was, but the thing he was talking about was how we have people who are positive influences. I think I'm not sure exactly what the phraseology he used, but he was saying that there are people like Jesus and Superman who are positive something. He had a big word that he used. I don't remember what it was. And he went on to say, and there are real people like Rosa Parks and Ronald Reagan. It was kind of a strange statement. It kind of implied that he didn't think Jesus was a real person. I would have asked for some clarification on that. I would have said, in what you said, you're saying that Jesus wasn't a real person. I'm sure he would come back and say, I didn't say that. But you did say that. You implied it. Now, when he was in a town hall meeting of some kind of a city meeting, and his people were there to talk to him, there were some people there who didn't like him. Let's just put it that way. And this little girl stands up and asks a question. She says, you made this statement. And she quoted him verbatim. Verbatim. She didn't do like what I do and just paraphrase everything. She actually said exactly what he said. Exactly. And in the process of getting this done, she came back and she said the whole thing. And then she said, I can't wrap my head around what you said. She didn't question his faith. She didn't question his belief. She questioned what he said and what he meant by what he said. She was trying to get some clarification on this. She's like, I can't wrap my head around what she said because it doesn't make sense to me. And this girl's probably 13, 14 years old. I don't know. High school age, maybe junior high. And he comes right back at her. Just beast mode. Well, I'll answer that question. You can put a period after Jesus and don't question my faith. First of all, if you look at his quote and you put a period after the word Jesus, after his name there, the rest of the sentence doesn't make any sense either. That's not good grammar either. So that doesn't make any sense at all. That was just a stupid statement. Put a period after the word Jesus. Put a period after Jesus. I don't know what he said. what he said there didn't make any sense, because that would just grammatically just make no sense in that sentence. I don't understand what he's talking about there. Secondly, don't question my faith. First of all, she wasn't questioning her faith at all. She was questioning what you were saying about your faith. Actually, just really, she was just questioning you about the statement you made, not even implying it had anything to do with your faith, other than it almost sounded like you didn't believe that Jesus was real, which is would say something about your faith. However, it's not what she did. She was questioning him about his statement. Now, what he could have said was, well, I misspoke. What I meant to say was modern-day people, modern-day folks that we've all, you know, been alive to see, Rosa Parks and Ronald Reagan. I mean, not all of us, but she hadn't been, obviously. She wasn't old enough. I think Rosa Parks was alive when I was alive, but I don't think, I'm sure she wouldn't have been alive for Ronald Reagan even, I don't think. Probably not. So, well, I'm sure she wouldn't have been. Yeah, that's goes beyond the same time. Do my math here in my head. See, it's just time slips by and you don't realize how long it's been. In fact, much like this show, it slips by and you don't realize how long you've been listening, how much of your life you've just wasted. The thing that's interesting here is, I was thinking about this morning as I was eating breakfast at Denny's, and I was watching BCP do this little show, and it made me think, you know, how would I have responded to that child? It would have been very different. First of all, I wouldn't have even thought she was questioning my faith. She was questioning what I said, and I would probably want to make some clarification there if something I said was not, if I just said something misspoke in the moment. I would just made that correction. It's gone on with it. Just been done with it. When someone gets defensive about something with that kind of vitriol, with this bitterness kind of thing coming up, that bothers me. Now, even if someone did question, if I was speaking before a crowd and someone questioned my faith, I would probably, I'm not, that statement in and of itself could take on a lot of different angles. Are you questioning how sincere my belief is? Are you questioning the actual religious faith itself outside of what I believe? Are you questioning that Jesus did exist or that he didn't exist or whatever? You're questioning Christianity or questioning Judaism? What are you saying by questioning my faith? I guess the term there is a little bit ambiguous, how I would respond to that, even if someone questioned how sincere my faith is, I would not get defensive about that. In fact, I would welcome anyone to just question my faith. You can question my faith all you want to. Because you know what? At the end of the day, there's only one that will determine what my faith is and how sincere I have been. And that's the only one who matters. You can talk all you want about my faith or what you think I believe or what you think I'm wrong about. I will stand before the one who makes that decision, and I don't care about anybody else, whatever. I think he's the only one that matters what he thinks. Nobody else matters as far as what they think about me. I want to be acceptable with regard to winning people over to understand what I believe is the way to salvation. That's about the extent of it. You don't have to like me. I mean, everybody likes to be liked, but I can't do anything about that. I am just going to be who I am, and if you don't like that, then that's there's probably a million other people who would like that. A million people who would like me that, you know, just because you don't. And not that it matters, if just, you know, it doesn't matter. I really only want to be approved by the one who created me. And there's only one way to be approved by him, and that is by accepting the gift that he gave us through his son. Well, there you go. I don't know what more to tell you. Question my faith all you want to. I'm not going to jump down your throat about it. Don't question my faith. That sounds like a tyrant. That sounds like a dictator. I still don't understand. You know, Dan likes to come across as this guy who gets along with everybody. And I think that he's elevated himself to a point now in Congress, I think, where it's time for him to leave. Yeah. This is where people get to the point where they get so self-indulged, so just so self-aggrandized that they think that they're so important. And now, on this particular show, The News According to Me, I'm pretty important. I have to admit, I have aggrandized myself to be the important one on this show because I think I'm more important than my producer and my screenwriter and my script guy because those people don't exist. I'm the only one on the show, so I'm pretty important. And yet I'm also, you know, by that same metric, I'm also the most least important. If you want to, you know, I'm the best guy on the show, and I'm also the worst guy on the show because I'm the only guy on the show. So I think that's, you know, you have to have that reality kick in every once in a while. And maybe it's time for Dan to go. And maybe some other Republican can step in there, and some other normal guy, you know, who's not Mr. Navy SEAL that's going to jump down the throat of a 14-year-old. I just, whatever. And it's, guy can be rude all he wants to be. And again, you know, it's based on policy. I'm a policy guy. I don't care if you're rude to a 13 or 14-year-old. But it does say something about who you are. And it also says something about, you know, if you just look on policy issues, can't say I'm terribly thrilled about Dan Crenshaw. I can't say that I am. Now, what's interesting about the guy is that he does have the potential for moving up in politics because there are some independents that like him. And that's a strong foothold in terms of being able to make it up the ladder, if you will. So there you go. I don't see him as a strong conservative. I see him as a strong establishment guy who's kind of on the outspoken establishment part of the party. And probably a little less establishment than some, and yet on the other side of it, I think that he's very much more big government than what we would like to believe. He's not the conservative, and I'm not asking him to be, you know, an altar boy. I'm just saying that he needs to be scrutinized a little bit. Like all politicians, Jim Jordan, whoever you are, I don't care. I really like Jim Jordan. I think he's pretty amazing in terms of his ability to speak out. Mike Lee, same thing. Ted Cruz, I like Ted Cruz. I like him on policy. I like him based on a lot of things. I think he's not the best communicator, in my opinion. I think he's a very intelligent individual, and he chooses his words very carefully. I just don't think he's a very good communicator with delivery. That's important to some degree when you are working with the dumbed down population, and I include myself in that. That we are dealing with in this country right now. I went to public school. That's all I can say. I don't know what to tell you beyond that. That pretty much tells you, that should tell you everything you need to know about my education. So the interesting stuff that's going on top of all this is the, you know, I talked about it a little bit in yesterday's show. And I recorded yesterday's show yesterday morning. It didn't get posted until late last night. Not least on Castos, Spotify, and well, on Apple iTunes, the whole thing, or Apple Podcasts, I guess it's called now. As well as, I didn't put it on Rumble. I also didn't, I didn't have it recorded. It wasn't a video. It was just an audio on Castos and Podbean. And also that goes, that transfers over into Apple and I think Spotify, wherever else it goes out there, the ethos. And I know that some people watched it because I saw that some people listened to it actually this morning. Somebody actually listened to it last night. So I don't know, after I posted it, my internet connection at the hotel I was at yesterday morning was terrible. I could have done this. This was not working. Didn't have any kind of connection at all that I could even get to work. Believe it or not, Saginaw, Michigan has a better connection than what I had in Lexington, Kentucky, home of the Kentucky Derby. Yeah, so that ended up working out. Coming up later this week, you know, I was talking a little bit about this whole thing with the Republicans and how they're salivating over winning the House and what that's going to mean. Republicans are like the dog that chases a car, and once the car stops, they don't know what to do with it. They're done chasing the car. They caught the car. Now they don't know what to do. They're kind of like, now like, we don't like being out front here. We don't like leading from the front. We have to be really careful or we're going to lose the House again. No, we need to take a lesson from the playbook of the leftist radicals. Do what you can while you're in there and just do what's right. On the other hand, you got the leftist radicals who just do what they think is right. Country be damned, and country, who cares what popular opinion is? They're going to tell you what your opinion is. Whereas the Republicans just need to rein them in every chance they get. And then whatever happens with, I guarantee you, do the right thing. First of all, the economy is going to get better. People are going to notice, and they're going to. And again, this gets back to the whole issue, the teetering issue, that the really touchy issue of if the Republicans get the House and the Senate and they get the country turned around and things start looking better again and legislation starts taking on some normalcy, at least to some degree, or at least slows it down, which is basically all they ever do. It's just Democrat light. They just slow it down a little bit. If they are able to do that and at least stop Biden's crazy plans, not his plans, but the people who run him. If they can just do that, that makes him look better. And of course, if anything bad happens during the time while they're in that power, then the media, the legacy media, will, you know, throw everything on the House. All you're going to hear about is all the problems with the House and Senate. Now, this brings up a thought I had, and I just happened to think about this. I was looking at this morning, and I've noticed on MSNBC and CNN a lot, but mostly MSNBC, it is the anti-Trump, everything about Trump, everything. Now, I guess that this January 6th commission, they have had investigations going on Trump since before he got into office. Think about this. This guy has been investigated by Mueller, by everybody else. Now, the January 6th commission. Since January 6th happened, that's this commission, now that he's out of office, and their goal is they are so terrified of this guy running again that they are now just doing everything they can to keep him out of the running. And if they can just get him on something that will disqualify him from being president, they are so infatuated with that idea. They are just obsessed with this. And if you watch MSNBC or CNN, you will see continual broadcasting of nothing but Trump's going to jail. Oh, the walls are closing in. They've been closing in for 6 years now. The room that Trump is in must be about this big because the walls have been closing in for 6 years on this guy. And they still haven't got him on anything, and I don't think they ever will. I think all this stuff is all just hyped up junk. And unfortunately, we have too many political, judicial people who will go right along with this stuff. They'll just go along with it. Sorry, this lighting is a little bit weird in here. I'm just trying to, it's hotel lighting. I can't do much with it. They didn't provide me with a real, like a studio set, anything. Let's see if I can turn this around. Maybe. Oh yeah, now we're talking. Yeah. Oh, that's better. Yeah, that looks great. I'll just do this. That looks good. Yeah, let's just put it back the way it was. So now it's all messed up. Stuff all over the place here. I can't believe I work in this kind of conditions. I got to talk to my union. So we have a difficult situation that I'm not sure the Republicans fully understand. I can't remember exactly what I was going to talk about. I've lost my train of thought. What was I talking about? I need to rewind this and watch myself so I can remember what I was talking about. Well, I was thinking about this this morning earlier and had the thought about what happens with this January 6th commission, and if they continue to stumble into or they find the right judge or they find the right prosecutor, whatever it is, that will actually try to get something through the court system. Now, what I understand is the January 6th Commission now has just subpoenaed the records, the text messages between Kimberly Guilfoyle and one of the Trump sons. It wasn't the one she's dating. It wasn't Donnie Jr. It was the other one, Eric. I think it was Eric Trump. Has subpoenaed the text messages between those two. Now, think about this kind of thing. In order to subpoena something like this, subpoena power under this commission from Congress, Congress was never meant to be a judicial branch. And that's exactly what they're trying to accomplish here. They have overstepped their powers, and I'm just tired of this. Even back during the whole thing that was going on with Bill Clinton, the whole impeachment process and how all that went, I just had a problem with the way they were going about doing all that. And part of it was that where's the crime, and who charges who for a crime? I understand DC is a very different. I think DC stands for different category. It's not a state. DC kind of is this little territory that the federal government owns. And now in DC, in fact, there's laws that apply in DC that do not apply, can't apply anywhere else. And it's interesting, in DC now, you can't go out and eat. You can't go to a restaurant. You can't go someplace to a venue, a gym or whatever it is, where there's anybody, any other people, without proof of vaccination. Now, you can vote without any proof of vaccination, but that's coming. You watch. But see, here again, this is like voter ID, and they're catching themselves up in this whole thing. And this is where they're now. This is pretty clever of some of the people that are talking about this. They're saying, well, so you can't eat. You can't go outside without your identification. Actually, you can't even walk down the street without identification right now. But you can vote. So are they saying that, poor people and the minorities out there that can't, they don't understand how to get on the internet. They don't understand how to go down and get a free voter ID. They don't understand that. Those people are now unable to go out of their house because they can't get an ID. Those are the ones that supposedly don't have ID. You're disenfranchising all these voters that apparently don't want to leave their house because they don't have an ID. Can you imagine walking down the street? The cop says, hey, I've got to see your ID. I don't know how to get an ID. I don't know how to do that. Can you tell me how to get an ID? I don't know how to do that. I was just going down to go vote. Down at the voting box. Oh, well, sir, voting doesn't start until November. No, it's early voting for 2024. I'm going down every day and voting every day. Two or three times a day. Yes. So that's the kind of stuff where this is where the leftists get themselves tangled up in their own social feel-goodism. And this is where they're at now. This is where I'm at. I got this sweet tea here I'm drinking. So it's, like, let me show you what this looks like. This is what it looks like when I drink a sweet tea. That's, those of you on Rumble who can see me, now you can see what you've longed to see for so long is me drinking sweet tea from a straw. It's pretty good stuff. What else is on Kevin's mind? I'm sure you're asking. So what else is this news according to me thing about this morning? What other according to me stuff is happening right now? What's going to happen here? I keep getting these little news flashes up here on my screen. It's, well, that's interesting. Maybe I want to look at that. Where is that? I need to take a look here or something. Unexplained not COVID mortality spike. Oh, yes, this was an interesting headline I saw recently. Unexplained non-COVID mortality spike in Americans aged 18 to 49. The federal government is quiet about the data. There is a huge jump in mortality in called prime life. I think it's prime life mortality. Prime life is considered 18 to 49, I believe. So that's where the lowest mortality usually is between 18 and 49. It's considered prime of life, I think, is how they refer to it. I would not refer to it that way. I'm older than that, and I'm starting to think I'm just starting to get into my... I'm just starting to get this figured out. At least how to get up in the morning, get through a day, and go to bed at night and not have something keeping me awake all night, other than the dog who wants to go out, you know, three or four times a night. I don't even have to do that. I can sleep all night. I don't get up and go to the bathroom four or five times a night. Not even once. I'll just stay in bed. I just go to the bathroom in bed. That's what I do. I don't understand these old guys that say they have to get up to go to the bathroom. I don't get up. I just go to the bathroom. Especially in a hotel, I just wake up and it's not my job. Somebody else can clean that up. So, I'm just kidding. Doesn't happen. Yet. Very often. So, the thing about... I don't even remember what I was talking about. I just talked myself off into a hole again. I don't know what I was talking about. So I need some more tea. Gotta collect my thoughts. So enjoy this visual of me drinking my tea. For those of you that aren't watching, you're just listening, you just have to use your imagination. Yeah, it's good stuff. So the rest of the day, I'm going to be keeping an eye on some interesting things. I may have another audio show later this afternoon. I normally try to make my video shows in the afternoon. This particular trip, I'm kind of working the backside of the clock here. I'm working the evenings, so it's been a little bit more difficult for me to pop on. However, I may be able to jump on here in a couple of hours and actually do another show, so I might try to do that. In the meantime, I would invite you to like and subscribe and share this video with your friends or not. I'm going to play a cruel joke on some people. I'll just send them this video. That should work. If you want to share this important information that people can't live without, especially the knowledge of what was in Kevin's cup this morning, because that's pretty important stuff. If you want to share that information, well, that's not good. If you want to share that information with someone. And it's important to do that. People need to know. People around the world need to know what's in Kevin's cup. In fact, I'm thinking about changing the whole podcast name to what's in the cup? What's in my cup? What's in Kevin's cup? I don't know what I'm going to do. Change it to something to that effect. In fact, make some comments down below. What do you think the name of the show should be? Should it be What's in the Cup? What's in my cup? What is a cup? Is there something in that cup? Don't drink that cup. Whatever you want to, stay away from the cup, step away from the cup. Put more sugar in the cup. That might be good. Whatever it is. Yeah, just put the comments down below what you think should be a good name for this podcast. If I change it, if I decide to do so, because, you know, I'm still in charge. I'm still in charge of what happens to this thing. So it's not a democracy. This is a, what do you call it? I run the show. Whatever you want to call it. The cartoon, I think is what they call it. I'm pretty sure that's what they call it. So the rest of the day, I don't have an outro bumper for you here. All I have is my regular music. I have not made an outro bumper. I've only made an intro bumper. So if you can imagine the music coming in right now and playing, that'd be great. Just kind of get that song in your head. Not like that, but something like that. Then you can imagine what it would be like to listen to that music coming through. Now maybe I can play it on here. Maybe it will actually come through on the microphone. Let's see what it does here. Let's see if it actually starts coming through. I'll turn it up so you can hear it. Yeah, you can kind of hear it. Yeah, that's not too bad. Yeah, we'll go with that. Once again, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And thanks for sharing and subscribing. For just having a moment of your time today. God bless everybody. Have a great day. Keep praying for each other and praying for our nation. And we'll get through this because we're all in this together. Yes, we are. Even though we're all on our own. I don't know. See ya.